Praise the Lord. So good that we could come together again so soon and that we didn't have to wait long. Praise the Lord. The fire stays burning much better this way. But it shouldn't even grow cold in between. It should continue to increase. It shouldn't be a curve that goes up and down, but we should always increase and go up. We should be living and fresh in our spirit. Praise the Lord for this time where we will speak again concerning the book of Malachi. And it'll concern Malachi 3 because the burden of the Lord is really to show us more concerning his return, because the Lord is coming very quickly. And the Lord doesn't want to come as a surprise and come suddenly for us. But he wants to let some of us, he wants people to know that he is coming. In order for us to know how we can prepare ourselves for his coming, we want to read Malachi 3. So let's read the first few verses of Malachi 3 and also the remaining verses at the end. That shows so clearly that this book, even though it's the last book of the time of the Old Covenant, Malachi is the last book which God gave his people in the time of the Old Covenant. But that doesn't mean it's history for us or something from the past. We need this book because it's talking about the coming of the Lord. And the second coming of the Lord has not yet happened. Yeah, so let us all be really convinced that the whole scripture is necessary from the first book until the last book. We need the whole scripture. We need the prophet Malachi. Why? Because he's speaking about the coming of the Lord. What he prophesied over 2,000 years ago has yet to come into fulfillment. So Malachi 3:2 says, but who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap. This for sure is not talking about the first coming of the Lord. As he came for the first time, was he like a refiner's fire? Was he like launderer's soap? Did he look like a living fire? No, not at all. That's not how he looked when he came the first time. But when the Lord comes again, a second time, then he is like a fire. Then he's really like this refiner's fire. And the whole earth will see fire. That means this book speaks concerning the second coming of the Lord. Among the Christians today, many think we are in the New Covenant age. We only need Matthew to Revelation. And then the first part of the Bible is more for stories to tell the kids about Noah and Moses. But this clear vision is missing concerning how much this word applies to us. But when we read Malachi 3, don't we realize how current it is? Yeah, here it says, who can stand when he appears? This relates only to, can only relate to his second coming. We want to have fellowship about this. All scripture is God-breathed and is important for us today. Nothing that the prophets have spoken is just history and has nothing to do with us. We need the prophets much more today in this time. And if we read verse 19, or sorry, chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "For behold, the day is coming." Is it the day where he came to bring salvation? No, it says burning like an oven. Did it burn when the Lord came in Bethlehem? As he went to Jerusalem to suffer and to die, was that burning like a fire, like an oven? Maybe for him, but not for the others. But this day is the day of his second coming. So Malachi, thousands of years in advance, speaks about the Lord's second coming. To know what will happen when the Lord comes, we need Malachi. How many of us had an expectation awaited that Malachi would be so current for us today? If we have this concept that Malachi is so much of the old covenant, we really have to fully get rid of this thought and this concept and see that the whole scripture is so up to date, so current. All the prophets, behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. There's so many concepts about what it'll look like when the Lord comes. The Lord says it'll be like an oven. All the proud, all those who do wickedly, they will be like stubble. And the day which is coming, and this is the day which is coming for us, shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. These prophets are so important for us today. And then the prophet says, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked. When will this be? This will be when the Lord comes again. So Malachi is current and up to date. It's talking about what was soon going to happen. He's talking about the Son of Righteousness. In Romans 13, Paul says, now it's night, but the day is near, is at hand. When does the day begin? When the sun arises. And so here it's talking about the second coming of the Lord. So it's important to get rid of this concept that what is written during the time of the Old Covenant and what was spoken at that time is no longer valid for us. No, it applies to us 100%. It's even more current for us than it was for them, because this day is coming now. As Malachi was living, that was over 2,500 years ago. For him, it wasn't that current. But now Malachi is really current. I hope all of us will be convinced that Malachi is very up to date. We need the prophets. And on the board here, I wrote down a few references from the prophets concerning prophecies that have only been fulfilled either not at all or partially, because they speak about the coming of the Lord. Daniel 2, Daniel 9. These are some of the most important signs that we see concerning the Lord's coming. And if someone has this concept that it's just the old covenant, then you'll miss out on so much. We really need to tell all of his people that we're here to be messengers, because what we're hearing now is not for us. It's for us to be able to carry it out into this world, to share it and tell his people, Daniel is not the old covenant. Daniel is his eternal word, and you need it today. Let me show you Daniel 2 and Daniel 9. This is how the Lord should use us as messengers, so that all his people would be awakened and know when the Lord is coming. So praise the Lord. We really need all the prophets. We need the whole scriptures so that we can see the times and not remain in darkness. The old covenant, strictly speaking, is not Genesis to Malachi. That's not the old covenant. The old covenant is the way God dealt with his people on the basis of the law. That is the old covenant. That was the time from Moses until the time the Lord came for the first time. That is what the old covenant refers to. But it's not referring to the scripture that it's Genesis to Malachi. No, Genesis to Malachi is part of the Holy Scriptures. And it's God's eternal word. In Matthew 5, he says, "Do not think that I came to get rid of the law. I didn't come to get rid of the law, but to fulfill the law." He says, "Truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled." It's Matthew 5, 17 and 18. So it's not over. It still continues. So the old covenant is not what the prophets said or what this law said. It's how God dealt with his people on the basis of the law. And the new covenant, that is God's dealing with his people on the basis of grace. That's the new covenant. Praise the Lord. We're living in the new covenant. And in the new covenant, we still have the whole scriptures. So it's important for us to have this in our hearts and to see this clearly. There's much to say about this. Luke 24, where he spoke to the disciples. What did the Lord say about himself? 27 says he began at Matthew? No. And beginning at Moses. Today, people will say, "Lord, why did you start with Moses? Can't you start at Matthew? That's where it starts, no?" No. He began at Moses. So we shouldn't be more clever than the Lord. Where does the Holy Scripture begin? Where does the revelation of Jesus Christ begin? At Moses and all the prophets. He expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. At that time, there wasn't the Gospel of Matthew. There was no Mark. There were also no epistles of Paul. This is not just a... Yeah, we should also begin at Moses and at all the prophets. Yeah, and know what it says concerning him. And then in verse 44, he says, "Then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me." And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. So I hope we're all convinced we need Moses, we need the prophets, and we need the whole scripture, and especially Malachi, Lord. Yeah, open also our understanding